Okay, well, let's get back here to Danielle, who's been hanging on for quite a while. Thank you, Danielle, for your patience.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Rai. First off, I just wanted to make a comment that I had a similar experience. I went to a gastroenterologist, and he told me that I needed an antacid. And I told him that I'd had a couple of tests in the past, the kind of tests you're recommending over a several-year period of time, and each time I didn't have enough stomach acid. And he insisted I needed an antacid, and I said, well, I'm really hesitant to take it because of having those past tests. I just make my problem worse. Right. And that started ungluing him. And then I told him, I said, if you can test me and show me that I need it, I'll take it.
There you go.
And he got further unglued, and he said, there is no test.
Oh, come on, fella.
He said, there's no test.
I believe you, but the test
has been at that point.
The test has been available in the United States since 1976. Good grief.
So this is a traditional Medicare-type doctor, allopathic doctor. Can they do those tests?
They could if they had the equipment, and the equipment is not near as expensive as a lot of the equipment that's available in conventional medicine. It's just, ma'am, that they are so brainwashed in school about acid-blocking medications, which, of course, make billions of dollars a year, that they're never told that the equipment exists. They have to go looking for it.
Oh, well, I even told him the name of the test, and he insisted that there is no test.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. It's not funny, but it's sad.
Anyway, I thought you might want to know that. It was rather sad, I thought. Right at the moment, I'm having a problem with candida. I have candida albicans and candida dublinensis.
Oh, my goodness.
And I know my immune system's suppressed because I've had Lyme disease.
Okay, ma'am. Well,
so
for one thing,
are you
taking any hydrochloric acid pepsin with meals?
I haven't been taking it until I heard that man remind me.
Yeah. Well,
I thought I was doing better, but I guess I'm not.
If your stomach can handle it, and better than 50% of the time, the stomachs with low acid don't complain about adding hydrochloric acid. And when they do complain, which is around 10-20% of the time, then there's this thing called a stomach lining protocol that the Toma Dispensary and Tawny will be happy to mail to you or email to you, whatever you'd like, and then you decide what you want to do about it. But if it does hurt when you take hydrochloric acid, that lining protocol for 6 to 8 weeks, and now it doesn't hurt anymore and we can do it. But getting back to the candida is inhibited by hydrochloric acid. I didn't say it kills it off totally, but it keeps it from thriving, and it can't occupy as much space and so forth. So that would be one thing to be thinking about, is restoring the gastric acidity to where it should be, not only for getting your nutrients digested and into your system so you live a little longer than if you didn't, but also for inhibiting the growth of candida. Okay, that's one thing. Now, second thing, there are many things on the market that are totally natural that inhibit candida. And believe them or not, ma'am, one of them is a patent medicine. It was use patented. You can use it for this, and we can patent that. And that's something called nystatin, N-Y-S-T-A-T-I-N. You can get a prescription for that. It's covered by insurance. It's been around for such a long time, and yet it's totally natural. It's just no kidding now, it's just made by a competing yeast. I'm not kidding. These little yeasts, there's bunches of them that like to live in the intestine, and they put out ammunition to fight each other. And this nystatin is just put out by one yeast to kill off the candida yeast. So it is something that's natural to the gut, ma'am. And you can take that.
That oral?
Yes, but you have to have a prescription for it. Who knows why, even though it's totally natural. So I'm going to go beyond the prescription one and mention two or three others that are very helpful. One is a formula made by Thorne Research that goes under the name of SF722. I didn't make that up, but the name is so long that I can hardly pronounce it. It's a type of a fatty oil. So they call it SF722. And we have people take a couple, three of those with every meal because the candida is just waiting for your food to come through there so it can chow down on some of it. And oops, here's this stuff right in the middle of the meal, and it helps to get rid of the candida without messing with anything else. And one other product that helps, actually there's many of them, but I'm only going to mention two others. One is called CAPRIN. That's made by Douglas Laboratories. And then this one, it's got this gosh-awful long name, Pseudo, as in P-S-E-U-D-O. And then Winteria, like winter with an I-A on the end. Pseudo, W-I-N-T-E-R-I-A. It's a well-researched against Candida product from New Zealand, and it goes under different trade names. But if you were to put that in your search engine, you'd find the trade name for the stuff, Pseudo Winteria. That's from New Zealand. It's an over-the-counter. The Thorn SF722 is under over-the-counter. The Caprin is over-the-counter. And only the Nystatin is on prescription, even though it never hurt anything. But that way it gets covered by insurance.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds really good. I had another question, just a brief one about D-mannose. I know it's supposed to help bladder infection, but does it actually start at the mouth and help other things on the way down, like the stomach and that?
Not really, ma'am. It's the point to it is that when we take a big dose, the body wants to get rid of that big dose, who knows why, and so it dumps it into the urine, and from there it helps to keep the E. coli from hanging on. But no, it doesn't do that much except that.
All right. Okay, well, thank you so much, Dr. Wright. You're always such a wonderful help.
Well, good, ma'am. And everybody who calls in is a help because that way we get the word out about things that bother people.